Okay, so we are regathered a week after Pesach, and being that we had on the ladies chat that I'm on, the only one I belong on, the questions and answers chats, there was a question. Let me just read the question over here, and that is, does Mashiach have to be a person who is physically alive at the time for Mashiach to come? I know this is a big topic that many speak about. I know that we spoke many times about Mashiach, and I think being that by divine providence, today is the 28th day of Nisan, and in Tav Shin Nun Aleph, which is in 1991, which is 33 years ago, the Rebbe, who constantly spoke about Mashiach, spoke for a very short amount of time in the night going into the 28th. In other words, on the night where we counted last night, the 13th day of the Omer, the Rebbe spoke at that time, beginning with the passing of his wife, going into the final years that the Rebbe here was with us. The Rebbe used to speak very often after Maariv. So it was just like any other after Maariv talk. And at some point, for a very short amount of time, the Rebbe's demeanor changed. The Rebbe said words that he never said before and he never said again. The Rebbe showed us a tremendous amount of frustration that we never saw in the Rebbe at all. Almost resigning of being helpless. The Rebbe said words that I will not repeat. But the fact that there are words that a chassid should not repeat from the Rebbe, I was saying it was very heavy words concerning the fact that how can it be that Mashiach is not here? Something that is completely unacceptable. And the message was, he said it before in different words, in a very direct, shocking words, is that the responsibility of bringing Mashiach, I'm giving over to you because I did all that I can and it didn't work. The words didn't work are my words. The Rebbe said words that are much harsher. So you guys have to do it. You have to bring Mashiach. And from then until the Rebbe's stroke, which was exactly 11 months later, same Jewish calendar date, the 27th. Yesterday was the 27th, even though the Rebbe spoke going into the 28th, but it was the 27th that Rebbe had a stroke. Exactly 11 months is an exact date. And the Rebbe had a second stroke, again, exactly 2 years later on the same date. Well, Chav Zayin. The Rebbe says that we have to figure out what to do. There were gatherings that night, and there were many ideas proposed. And now what I'm saying from now on is simply my understanding of what was and what is and what should be. And the people can disagree, you know, 100%. But I think it's important for Lubavitcher Hasidim, especially on this date, to look back. And the older we get, without doubt, the greater capacity we have at looking back and understanding things better. Many times understanding things much better. Understanding what is it that the Rebbe was saying and what is it that we need to do because Mashiach is not yet here. The Rebbe mentioned Shabbos after this talk. I think it was 10 days later or 12 days later, the next Shabbos. And he kept on repeating that we have to learn the parts of Torah that speak about the redemption and Mashiach, which makes a lot of sense because we have to want Mashiach. We have to want Mashiach. We have to daven for Mashiach. What is Mashiach? What are you wanting? So whatever it is that you want from the animal soul, yeah, my body wants the watermelon. You don't have to explain to me what that means. I look at it, I see it, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry. I know what wanting means if it's towards something tangible. When you have a word, Mashiach, the better you understand the word, the better you understand what is it that we're supposed to want. Be'emes, we want it. But I'm saying that when it comes to anything spiritual, we want to keep all the mitzvahs. But ask yourself, do I really want to keep all the mitzvahs? The real answer will be, unless you're a tzaddik, and there are very few tzaddikim like the Tanya, some of them yes and some of them not. Some of them are difficult for you. We're going to do them, ideally, almost always. Again, halavai abeinani, that we always do it, but even the one who always does it, it doesn't mean that we always want to do it. Mashiach is something that we're supposed to want. So no one is saying that we're just going to want it like that. What we are saying is that my godly soul wants it. And I have to become more aware of what is it that my godly soul wants. Just like God. Just like God. We're supposed to love God. It's a mitzvah. We're supposed to be in awe of God. If we don't spend time learning about God, then what exactly are you in awe of? The word God, the word Hashem, is not enough for the mitzvah, which is why the Baal Shem Tov came ahead and he began to speak about God. And all of Chassidus is not speaking about halacha. For that you have the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. All of Chassidus is here to talk about God. Why? The way that Rambam says, there's a mitzvah to believe in God. There's a mitzvah to love God. There's a mitzvah to be in awe of God. If you don't know what God is, you're not keeping the mitzvahs. So just like when it comes to Hashem, the more we spend time learning about what is God, and of course we all know that we cannot understand God, but there's many levels of not understanding. There's not understanding, and then there is understanding up until a limit, and then saying, I know God is greater, in that I believe. But there's many levels of understanding that we could have. And if we're religious people, putting God in the center, as it should be, putting God in the center, of course, the commandments are in the center. And the Jew is in the center. God is also in the center. You have to know what it is. Same Mashiach. What the Rebbe consistently was talking about was learning more about it. Because if I don't know what it is, then what I'm wanting is wrong or immature. What I'm believing in is sheker. The mitzvah is not to believe in the word memshin yudches, in the Mashiach sound. It's to believe in what? What is it? And it's amazing that after all these years, I'm talking to myself, and I spent some time learning, beginning with the last two chapters of the Rambam. There was something that took me a long time to get, and that is directly connected to the question that we had in the chat, whether Mashiach has to be a living person, whether Mashiach must be a living person, whether Mashiach, okay. There are two things over here. Step number one is that the Rambam separates two chapters at the end of his book. One of them is about the person, and one of them is about the era, or about the redemption. Geula Mashiach. There's going to be a person Mashiach. We'll get to that in a moment. But it's not just about the person Mashiach. Part of the belief of Mashiach and the belief or the want for Mashiach is for what Mashiach will bring. It's also going to be connected to who the person is. But before we speak about the person, let's speak about the idea. And the idea is always bigger than the person. Always bigger than the person. What is the idea of redemption? And yes, it's a religious idea, but it's not narrowed down only to the way some limited people understand religion. So let's take the word religious out. But it is a religious idea. It's amazing how so much about Mashiach is completely up to us. Mamash. Before I go on, I want to give one more introduction. Waiting for Mashiach is so wrong. Meaning, expecting for something to happen out there has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. Period. Including when it comes to Mashiach. When it comes, lahavdil, just to humanity, just to me as a healthy person, for me to live my life with needs and thinking that me praying for them to happen, for me expecting for them to happen, without me mamish making them happen, that attitude is minimally immature, childlike, but really very irresponsible and wrong. This is the main gist of the Rambam's two chapters. And what the Rebbe was speaking about, what I'm saying now, is not even controversial at all. Of course, there will be a detail about we're waiting. I'll get to that. We are waiting. But the whole idea of Mashiach, God forbid, mamish God forbid, for it to be about us waiting helplessly, God. Think about any other area in your life that you need, if there is a need. Imagine if there would be, God forbid, a parent or parents who don't have an income, who have children that are hungry, God forbid for them to have the attitude, I'm waiting for someone to help me. Chas v'shalom. And look at the dysfunction that you find in families if they had the blessing and the curse of having wealthy parents who were, without seichel, overly generous, creating the type of entitlement disorder. Then I have to work. My father, my mother, my shver, my shviger, they can help me. You know how unhealthy that is? If everyone will identify with what I'm saying, Benegeya Parnasa, the same is for Mashiach. Question is, one second, but there's going to be someone who's going to build a Beis HaMikdash, it's not going to be me. So of course there's a certain element of waiting. Yes, yes, but that's a detail in the idea of Mashiach. What is the idea of Mashiach? And for many people, what I'm going to say now is so disappointing that people keep on rejecting it. Just like, I'll go back to this example came to me, when a person needs to make a living and someone goes ahead and they tells him, I have a job for you. But it's not the big bachavadika job and they're not going to make the $250,000, but they'll make $100,000. And they say, no, that's not for me. No, that's exactly what you need to do. And from there, build yourself up or get another job. That's normal humanity. Mashiach means, there's so many ways of saying it. I'm just trying to figure out the words. It should sound somewhat exciting. The emes is it's very exciting. This is not our world. This is God's world. This is not my world. My life is not my life. You can make a show, my life. You can do my life. That's kfira. This is God's life. And I have a partnership with God in some of it. It's a partnership. I'm not taking away my part. But it's not me and my life. That illness is the reason why everyone is depressed now. And they have all of the mental disorders. It's a mental disorder. There is a God that, there's Emes, there's Pashat a God. He's running a world. And my responsibility of life is to partner with God in making sure, to the best of my ability, that my life will play itself out according to God's plan. I'm laughing at myself because I'm just trying to find words that it makes the idea of go ahead and keep the mitzvahs to sound greater. A person who has observance, I know observance is not only about Shabbos, it's about all of the mitzvahs. So why, when you say the word religion or religious, it can create the wrong image. God in the Torah told me what he would want from me. I have a lot of power in choosing to do it or saying, I'm not going to do it, or I'll do this and I won't do that. That's my part. But living a life the way God wants me to live my life, and I'll do that and you'll do that and every human being will do that, that is a Mashiach Dika world. Let me add something important concerning the word redemption, because many people right now, since we are at the cusp of redemption, many people are on the inner redemption part of Yiddishkeit. And that is, why do you think all of us, even believing in the emes of Torah, and believing in my responsibility to keep the mitzvahs. Why are we struggling in some mitzvahs? Why do we struggle? Because either we don't appreciate the mitzvah enough yet, or more importantly, because there is an inner trauma in me that created within me a disorder. These are generational traumas that we all have. And therefore, like any person who's wounded, let's say a person, there is a sinew that was caught off in the arm, and they have to pick up the arm. They can't. It's hard for them. There are certain movements that are hard to make if there is a physical blemish, wound. We are wounded people. And the proof is, even if you're not aware of it, if anyone is not keeping Yiddishkeit and feeling the wow, the way some people feel when they go to Miami for Pesach and they look at that boring blue ocean and say, wow, that means there's something wrong with me. If I'm looking at God in his face and I'm not saying, wow, that's part of it. No, it's part of what God wants from me is not just the external. We already did that, but we know how only the external is never going to be enough. The external was given to us on Mount Sinai. And of course, we can all get better at it, but Mashiach is not to come and reiterate the external. The mitzvahs are going to stay the same. But Mashiach is a world in which I will become redeemed. I'm going to rectify some inner workings within me that are not the way they should be, which will free me from all of the barriers that I have to doing what God wants in the healthiest, happiest way. The boring words of what I just said right now is that Mashiach and the era has to do with the shleimus, the completion of, the observance of the mitzvahs, and the deepest type of enlightenment that we all potentially have when it comes to the understanding of the Torah. Shleimus HaTorah V'Mitzvah. In other words, on an external level, it's going to be the same thing. Shabbos will, the Hilcha Shabbos will not change, the Tefillin will not change, all of the mitzvahs, that's what the Rambam says, will never change. The Goyim said that. A new covenant. God forbid. There'll never be. We have anach, the words, a new covenant. A new covenant means, using a new example, that if you have a couple that are married, and it's okay, or God forbid, not okay, but even if it's okay, and they decide, we want to make it not okay, we want to make it amazing. And they figure out many things that are so far uncovered, you uncover and you reveal and you're megala and you work. And if a person, if a couple is zoicha, they can make a new marriage, bris chadash. But when they have a new marriage, they're not having a new marriage, God forbid, to separate and to go. No, it's something new. And we know what that looks like. And the same is with our kids, that you can be a great mother or a great father, you can be a great parent. It's not about going from bad to good. And then there can come a point where people wake up and they say, listen, I'm here for 80 years. God bless me with whether it's one kid or with a dozen kids. It can be much better. It can be not that much better. And don't think much better means you're going to do more things. Much better means that I'm a wounded person. I have issues. The world is onto something. When you see the whole humanity, at least in the Western world, especially once a person externally, you already have parnasa. You don't have to work 12 hours in the field and you come back at night exhausted. I'm not minimizing everyone's work over here, especially raising kids. I know that's mamish harder than working in the fields. But normally, the way the world works now is that there comes to a certain age when a certain type of physical labor became diminished. And if a person is zoicha, that there's some sort of stability in other areas in life, so you are freed up a little bit. Where is humanity going right now? Going in. This is part of what Mashiach will do. Why am I going in? Because I'm not gonna change the chitzonius, even though people are going meshuggah now with this. They want to change everything. So they're going to external. A guy is a man, wants to become a woman. What they want is they want to make such a deep inner change for them to have a new life. It's very exciting, this. It's not exciting, but it's inner work. And here is the kicker. Inner work is on me, not on someone outside of me. So far, I'm not saying anything controversial. And that's why the Rebbe kept on saying is that the Geula HaAmita is now, there is a collective Geula, which will be led by a person. We'll get to the person in a minute. It doesn't come poof. When enough people are on the path of inner redemption, in the context, this is the context. By the way, having a better marriage is a mitzvah. In the context of mitzvahs, I want to do the mitzvah. There is a God. It's not me. There's a certain life that God wants for me to have. God wants me to have. I want to do it. Some of it, I trip up. That's my weakness. And even where I don't have a weakness, I'm doing it and not. I want to be more excited. I want to experience an excitement that I never experienced. Dafke with the mitzvah, not with my vacation. I'm not there. Why am I not there? It's on me. There's something in me that has to be rectified. All of this we can mamash do. That's me. It's a beautiful thing. It's changing something within me in order to better live the life that God wants for me to live. Shleimus HaTorah V'HaMitzvah. Inner redemption. What is amazing is that the Rebbe spoke about this 33 years ago. And I would say I was then just married. I take that back. By that sikh, I was still single. Tavshin, I got married 6 months later. Wow, I never thought about it that way. And it's not to the credit. It's that all of us that were there, now that we're 33 years later, I would argue that all of us, to some degree, not because we were the greatest Hasidim, but that's what life does to us. You wanna work on yourself. And the tools that we have today in the world, we never had before. So when the Rebbe says, open up your eyes. Yeah. If a person wanted that, they would not know where to go about it. And nowadays, the accessibility of doing inner work is available to all in a way that exponentially more than it was 30 years ago. And even then, the Rebbe says it's already then compared to 60 years ago. People before were unable to have a geula. They were able to, they needed it. It wasn't available to the world. There are certain ideas that Hasidus have that are so mind-opening. Big ideas. I know, first of all, that's the trait of Mashiach. That's the beginning. Was it here with the Baal Shem Tov? Yeah, but who had access to it? It wasn't even translated properly in English. So unless you were from the lucky few people that you were born in that bubble, you could not get to it. Today you can have access to it. And because of that, even by the goyim, there's so much development, whether it is therapists, whether it is all these new chachmas. We never had that before. What is all that doing to people? It's healing people. I'm using just the new words. Healing from your inner traumas in order for what? That's the goal. The goal is the same. We can never lose the goal. Not for me to sit back and feel, wow, I feel amazing about me. God forbid. In order, now that I'm healed, now I can fulfill my part of my life much better. Which is what all the Truma people are doing now. We're marching towards the Geula. After Mashiach will come, there's going to be the same thing. There's going to be HaMelech HaMashiach. Let's speak about the person. Asad La'amid, he will at some point come into history. He's going to get up. Ulahachzer Malchus David LeYoshna. He's going to bring back something old. He's not going to bring something new. He's going to bring back what David HaMelech began. David HaMelech did not fully succeed. David HaMelech did not get all the Jews to be observant. David HaMelech, even people that were observant, they still had struggles. The goal of the Messianic era will be, my goal is, b'chitzoinius, externally, to keep all the mitzvahs. I'm speaking the way a frum person speaks. B'pnimius, it should be the biggest pleasure of my life to keep all the mitzvahs. That's my goal. Not pleasure selfishly, even though I'll benefit from it. It should be natural. Whatever it is that you love, times a million by every mitzvah. That's Mashiach. It's keeping the mitzvah from me, from a healthy person. To keep the mitzvahs, big part of it is you have to have a Beis HaMikdash. Uboyna HaMikdash, After which, all the Jews will be ingathered to live in Israel. This is what's going to happen. V'choizrin, he's going to bring back all of the Jewish laws the way it used to be. We're reading inside the Rambam. Which means we're going to bring karbanos, we're going to keep Shemitah, we're going to keep Yovel. Guys, we're going to keep Shemitah. There'll be sabbatical. Be excited about it. You'll have a sabbatical. Will moms have a sabbatical? I don't know. Chalamayit, for some people, is a terrible curse. It's a punishment. So imagine a whole sabbatical. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? I don't know how we're going to deal with that. But the concept of a sabbatical, right, is great. Many people move. Why do people move? Because people need variety. And they think that, imagine if you don't have to move, but every 7 years, for 1 year, you move. Every seventh year, you go to Africa, you go to Asia. Think about that. That's what God wants from you. I'm trying to make people excited about Mashiach. In other words, it's not, but that's part of a mitzvah. It's not exactly going to Africa, but it's the concept of there's a certain wholesomeness also when it comes to the mitzvahs, when it comes to any system. Like look at a watch. Any watch, there can be a thousand, what do we call these little guys that turn? Levies. If one is missing, the whole thing doesn't function. In other words, we're keeping mitzvahs. One of the reasons why we're not dancing of joy, looking forward to every single one as much as we should, is because we're not keeping all of them. Not working. When we'll do all of it, we can't. There's no Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be a different experience. It's not about the selfish. It's about, like, when Mashiach will come, there won't be a Yetzer Hara. That's what it means. You have the possibility right now that if you have in your life in one area a certain Yetzer Hara, if you have someone helping you do inner work, you won't have that Yetzer Hara. Mamish. As an example, before they came out with AA, which is a program that works for the majority of the people, someone who had an addiction was unable to get out of it. Today, you can get out of it. I'm not saying that it's easy. But imagine they'll make a system that will make it ultimately easy. Not that we're looking. We don't mind hard. Just the concept of, we know how a person knows, I should not be spending all my money and all my time drunk and losing my whole family. I can't help myself. That person needs geula. The messianic era is when everyone will have access to geula. But again, access, you have to go work on it and go work on it now. Don't wait for it to happen. Bring it into your life, personally. Now, there will be a leader that's going to bring all that about. So a couple of very important pointers about what the Rambam is describing about the leader and about the era. The Rambam writes it twice, in chapter 11 and in chapter 12. Mashiach is not about miracles. I want to read the words of the Rambam. Va'al yalal datra. Don't even allow it to enter your mind. Shehamelech HaMashiach, that King Mashiach, by the way, king doesn't have to mean a monarchy. Also, I don't know why people hack on that. The head of a government, the head of a government. You want it to be a democracy, it can be a democracy. You want it to be a monarchy, Zolzayn a monarchy. You want it to be who knows what type of government, who cares? Those details are not important. What is important is that you have to have a government, nationally, you need a government, and the head of the government. Who was our first government when we became a people? What was our government the first time? Who was the first king that we had? Moshe Rabbeinu, when we became a people. What type of government was there?
Sanhedrin,
the Anshei Knesset. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was our king, very good, even before the Sanhedrin was created. The ideal world, which will happen, that Rebbe shows from the Rambam ultimately, is that when people are properly educated, when people are healed from their traumas, when people are going to have a real connection to their real selves, no one is going to want to steal. It's an inner. My neshama doesn't want to steal. When I steal, when I do whatever it is against the will of God, some part of me goes crazy, becomes ashamed. Says, don't do that. You're taking away your purity. When we get there, Mashiach will become an educator. It's the ideal. The idea, we won't begin that way because the world is not there. Is will be the top educator, a Rebbe, the way we understand, someone who will teach and inspire, and therefore people will automatically, in the desert, we didn't have police. We didn't have police. Why would you need police? Look at any big from a community. like with all of the issues in Israel between a rift that has to be bridged, one of the things that you hear every time you have nice WhatsApps is when you have a big person up there in the police in Israel, not yet from Chiloni, when he says that in as much as we have issues with the Fruma, when they acknowledge, at least over there, no one is breaking into people's homes. You don't need police for things that you need policing care for. No, it's, they see, ultimately, that's the way a society should be. Lahavdil. I'm saying Lahavdil, but just add Lahavdil. My father was at Woodstock. I don't know what he was doing there. I never asked him Pratim. But he said that what left an impression on him, because he was telling me that concerning Carnival. I lived in Brazil for many years, and I know that Carnival has a very non-modest part to it, but he was trying to show me something. He was saying, look how you can have some places, hundreds of thousands of people, there's no crime, relative. I'm sure that in Brazil there's always crime. It's a mitzvah, pickpocketing. He was trying, that's something good. And he said, Woodstock, there was no crime. Doesn't mean there wasn't a single thing. It means that there was something that they tapped into that was, it was emes. The fact that you need to have police and you have to have jail, that is not Mashiach Dika world. That's a world where there are rules, but I'm not keeping them. I have to be forced to keep it. The whole thing of Mashiach is to come to a place. You don't have to be forced to do anything. You have to be educated and inspired to be connected to you. And you be you, the way God wants, which is to be God-centric and to do what God wants. Besimcha, with enjoyment. You ask a person, what do we want from our kids? Friedrich Rebbe said beautifully, the educator wants, everyone is born with pleasure and desire. We have that. We want to direct the pleasure and desire of the child towards Yiddishkeit. That's a good mechanech. God forbid not to force the opposite. Force means the experience is, I don't want to do it. I'm forced to do it. A mechanech is someone who's going to bring the child to a place where the child wants to do the right thing. The child enjoys the right thing. Once you got that, you're good. You succeeded in chinuch. You know, the Hayom Yom, he says that a chassid, you know, what's what are we looking for? We're looking to have pleasure doing a favor to a fellow Jew. That's a Mashiach Dika place to be. I want to have pleasure. We know people, you know, and they inspire us. Certain people in the community, not just they do good, they have pleasure. If they're down, what are they going to do? They're going to go help another Jew. Selfishly, because that's their pleasure. I'm a chayyah. That's a Mashiach they could have tapped into. That's a rectified person. Of course, there will always be problems in life, but how do I deal with it? One guy goes, drinks, gets alcohol, takes drugs. Imagine a yid. You get to a place, I feel down. What am I doing? I'm going to spend an hour with my kid. I'm going to read him a story. I'm going to do this. And that will, that's Mashiach. It's nothing romantic. It's not miraculous. Don't even think it's about a miracle. And that's why the person doesn't have to make miracles, doesn't have to perform wonders, does not have to resurrect the dead. Not that way. Because it's not about a miraculous world. It's about the world we have it right now. We know what God wants for a few thousand years. We're unable to fully keep it because we're not redeemed people, because we are not wired correctly. We have too much trauma. We'll get rid of that in order to do what God wants the healthiest way possible. The person Mashiach has to be a representation of that. So be a person, a human being, not perform miracles, and he's going to do everything naturally. Everything will be naturally. That's what the Rambam is saying. So therefore, if someone will come about, he'll be a melech from the house of David. Himself will be someone that's fully steeped in Torah. Someone who properly keeps the mitzvahs. It has to be a Jew that when you look at him, it's not just that the Jew is observant. Of course. But that's the way we would say, wow, that's called observant. Right? The Rebbe is the greatest example for us. Like that's what God wants from us. He will have to, in the beginning, that Rambam says force, that's another, the force will be in the beginning, and ultimately he'll be a teacher. That Rambam writes us in Hilchos Teshuva. Even by us, the way I deal with me, if I'm not yet rectified, I'm not waiting for me to want to keep Yom Kippur before I keep Yom Kippur. Right now I'm fasting, even though I'm hungry. There's a struggle, and there's called hiskafya. He's going to begin where Haskafia will still be needed. He'll bring the world into the era of Hisabcha, where you won't have to force at all. But he'll begin by getting all of the Jews to keep the mitzvahs. He's going to bring safety to Israel. Just to know, safety is a big component of Mashiach. He'll make Israel safe. He'll make the Jewish people safe. Once he does that, he is presumed to be Mashiach. And if from there, means he's a person that personally is the greatest role model of being an observant Jew. He's a person that's going to inspire all the Jews. By the way, when you tell a Jew, keep the mitzvahs, a segula for parnasa, that's called force. It's force because it means I don't want to do it, the mitzvah. I want parnasa. This and that, I'll do it. That in the beginning, we need that. He'll get all the Jews to keep the mitzvahs. He's going to bring full safety to the Jewish people. If from then he goes and he builds the temple and he gathers all the Jews into Israel, that's Mashiach. Okay, so now the question is, does Mashiach have to be from the living? To say that Mashiach will come from the non-living, which is something that we find such statements both in Scripture and in the Talmudic era, we don't rule anything out. It's not what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is speaking about a non-miraculous era where people will work on inner redemption, and collectively there's going to be a ruach of that's where we're heading towards, and there's going to be a person in that era that will come up there, and he's going to actually succeed in getting all of the Jews to keep all of the mitzvahs. If Mashiach himself will come back from the dead, there's no greater miracle now than resurrection. Could be in the future, it will be a scientific chachma. Right now, it's a miracle. No one says it cannot happen. But waiting for a miracle, that idea is not Jewish when it comes to Mashiach. And as a human being, it's unhealthy. Stop waiting for something to happen, make it happen. Making it happen would be that when you have a living tzaddik, if you want to go that path and you want to somehow get him to be the head of the Jewish people, go on that path collectively. If you have, the way that Rambam says about Bar Kochba, if you have right now, there's a government in Israel doing what you could to elect the head of the government, someone who fits these descriptions, that's another way. Because a Rebbe, a tzaddik, is not leading a government. So he cannot bring safety in a literal sense. Rabbi Akiva said Bar Kochba was Mashiach. Rabbi Akiva was a much bigger Rebbe. Bar Kochba was a great general. I'm sure to be a great general, you have to be a disciplined person. He was a great role model. He was not a tzaddik like Rabbi Akiva. He didn't have to be that way. But he was the one bringing safety to the Jewish people from the Romans. In other words, if there'll be a head of a government that's going to bring safety to the Jewish people, he's going to get all of the Jewish people to be frum, he's going to build a Beis HaMikdash, we'll find out who Mashiach is, we'll find out. If people feel that part of bringing him means to make it happen, to make that happen, so then making a miracle happen is not conforming the Rambam. If God chooses to do it that way, God can do whatever he wants. But that's not mitzvahs. There isn't a single mitzvah that we tell God to keep. There isn't a single mitzvah that we tell God what to keep. We don't tell God, you keep Shabbos. Can you imagine? No. Mitzvahs is God is telling me what he wants from me. Mashiach is a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Mashiach cannot be me throwing it back to God. Whoever expects God to perform a miracle is going in the opposite direction of what we need to do. That miracles can happen, that Rambam never says miracles can't happen. Of course miracles can happen. It's possible. Anything. If a person asks you, anything is possible. Can Mashiach be from the living? Makes sense. Can Mashiach be from the non-living? Could be. But that's not our avoda. The whole Mashiach campaign for our Lubavitcher is when the Rebbe says, you bring Mashiach. What is Mashiach? Mashiach is the acceptance. Let's begin with the acceptance. That my ultimate goal in life is to be a Torah observant Jew. And I have to finally get there. Instead of doing what we have been doing until now, which is doing a little bit and a little bit or doing a lot, some of it is not done with a full heart. Some of it we fail at. And then every year we go to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and I got to get better. We got to get out of that already. You're only going to get out of that by doing some deeper work. If you're going to stay the way you are, you won't get it. Same thing with your marriage is a mitzvah. Being a parent is a mitzvah. To do it better. The desire to do everything perfect. Perfect like, to as perfect as a human being can do it. Not to be an unhealthy perfectionist, but to do the mitzvahs properly. If I redeem myself, I have to redeem myself. And I have to find people that inspire me. And it could be you need to have 10 people for that. Knock yourself out. But keep on working. Keep on working. Look at the outer to see what's going on in the inner. If there's something in your outer life that's not yet Mashiach-like, you bring Mashiach to your life. And on that level, the Rebbe said, I push it, that Mashiach is here. Open your eyes. What do you want? You want to be spoon-fed? Stop this idea, this craziness of awaiting for something to happen is against the Rambam, and it's against what the Rebbe wanted. Make it happen. Now, do I have the power here in LA to appoint as the head of the government in Israel? No. If I don't live there, I don't have the power to vote. I don't have that koyach. But there's so many other things that I have to do, that I therefore could do, that is all part of this. Bringing inner redemption to me. No, it's not only focusing on the outer observance that I will fail in certain areas, but rectify my inner person in order to keep all the mitzvahs, inspiring all the people around me to my ability to keep all the mitzvahs. Even when it comes to Israel, whatever influence we have. Listen, when the Rebbe was living, there was a big segment of us, which made a lot of sense. You had a Rebbe, not a miracle. The Rebbe was alive. Let's go appoint him to be Mashiach. Like, I don't know why they didn't put him on the ballot in Israel for elections. That would have been the ultimate of naturally appointing someone to be the head of the Jewish people who has the capacity of bringing safety and of building the Beis Hamikdash. Right now, it's not Hefker. There's a government there. You have to have the head of the government to bring safety. We're watching right now what happens if a government doesn't bring safety. They don't bring safety because they don't believe in Torah ideas. By the way, deterrence is not a Torah idea. It's a Goyish idea. Our idea is that when you have to wage war, you have to win. It's very simple. Winning a war. Not deterring the enemy, winning a war. Killing your enemy, destroying your enemy. Making your enemy so afraid of doing it again that they won't. Naturally, it doesn't last forever. By Shimshon, he did it so good that for 40 years they were afraid of us. Was to do something to our enemies right now, so overwhelming. I'm not saying what they didn't do is not bad, but to go all the way, and to kill our enemies. What to do with the hostages to get the Torah opinion, to follow, no, we're almost there. We're watching how we're almost there. Everyone's frustration of, why don't we just win the war? We're watching, like right now, I think it's these days. What are they going to do? If they're going to completely destroy Hamas, if they're going to put the fear of God into our enemies, that means if they're not going to be afraid to fight against Iran, when we do this, that will be the beginning of the Messianic era. Will it happen? We'll find out. We have to have a head. The head of the government has to be someone who's from the kingdom of David, who is Hoigeba Torah B'mitzvahs, that already rules out Bibi Netanyahu, whatever you hold of him. And you have to. We'll find. Either make it happen. Some people take a believe. You have to go to Israel and vote in a Frumayid to be the head of the government. Gavaldik. That's part of bringing Mashiach. It's not the only way to go about it. So therefore, when you find a verse somewhere where it implies that Mashiach will be from the non-living, the Gemara gives such possibilities. It could be. We're not ruling out what God might do. That God might step in. But for us to live our lives that Mashiach should be for God to step in, God forbid. That's my final Akins. God forbid. That's what the Rebbe wanted to uproot from our psyche. In other words, when a Jew was walking to the gas chambers and there was nothing he can do, at that moment to say, God, Mashiach is coming, I get it. Because there was nothing else you can do. You're about to be burned to death. We believe in turning to God, but we are only allowed to turn to God when there's nothing more I can do. And there's a lot that we need to do. Inner redemption is fully on me. Even when it comes to establishing a head of a government, the way you establish now the head of a government is Kapshuta, you can see how to do it. Find a group of people if that is your part of bringing Mashiach, knock yourself out. For many years, I was speaking about building the Beis HaMikdash. There are many people that believe in that already. You have to build a Beis HaMikdash. Naturally, not miraculously. Don't allow it to enter your mind that Mashiach has to perform miracles. I think that's the biggest thing. If he himself is resurrected from the dead, it could happen. That's not what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam doesn't say it can't happen. Anything could happen. But Mashiach, which is so important to Yiddishkeit, has to stop. Mamish, stop it. Stop it being of fantasizing of all the types of miracles that God could perform. And yeah, God is almighty. God can do anything. God can stop the sun. God can just take the hostages out. But God forbid for us to have that, God forbid, that's sacrilegious, that's taking God's name in vain. We have an achrayus to go and get them, however we could, which is what we're doing. I'm saying, you think you'll have a better idea? Okay. But at least they're working for that. No, thank God we're not living at a time where people are saying there's hostages, God is going to save them. No. We have Hamas. God is going to, God forbid to think God is going to protect us from Hamas. God forbid, that's not what God wants. God wants for me to do my part. I know that our part is limited, and that's a partnership. And that's what happened throughout history, that when we did our part, God made miracles. Don't wait for the miracles, even for Parnassi. You tell a person, yeah, you make an effort and God will do a miracle. Imagine a guy, the breadwinner of your family, would say, I did my part. No, there's no food for the kids. Go do more of your part. That is the Jewish way of going about it. And open up Shara Bitachon and read it over there. That it's not a contradiction to believing in miracles. I'm responsible to live responsibly. Living responsibly is not a contradiction with Bitachon and Emunah. And the focus of there'll be this figure out there that will somehow save me and save the world, which will end up happening, but that is what we're not supposed to be focusing on. That was the Rebbe's frustration. This attitude the whole time of, imagine you'll have a kid and they're going to rely on you to support them. And they'll come back after bumming away for 6 months and say, listen, I made an effort, I went on an interview and it didn't work. I need you to help me out on another 10 grand this month. You're going to get frustrated with them. They go, hello, go work. That's what the Rebbe was telling us. Go work. What are you coming and waiting for Mashiach? Well, stop waiting for Mashiach. Bring Mashiach. Bring redemption to your life. For what? For this. To be the best Jew I can be. Which is exactly what God wants for me. Which includes ultimately getting the goyim to keep Shabbat Mitzvah B'nai Noyach. I mean, there are many ways of being active in the bringing of Mashiach. But be active in the bringing of Mashiach and don't await for it to happen is the biggest message that took me a long time to get it. You know, people give speeches, Mashiach is coming. Oh, you're going to be fine. Like when I go fundraising, people, you'll be fine, Rabbi. You'll make it. Shkoyach, I want you to give me a donation. Yeah, Mashiach will come. No, that's such a cop-out. It's a cop-out. It's unhealthy. I think that was the Rebbe's frustration. And we should be frustrated with ourselves because we were all brought up that way. I was brought up in a Fruma home and I went to all different ways. This Mashiach is coming. Of course he's coming. But the attitude of me waiting, when he'll come, no, you bring redemption. The guy says, what do you mean bring redemption? Are you keeping all the mitzvahs? Even the ones that you can keep, are you keeping it well? No one will be honest. They'll say they are. They'll say that, no, I have it in here. I have an issue. There I have an issue. And even where I don't have an issue, is my Shabbos. It's not what I would hope to have a much better Shabbos. So go work on it. That's Mashiach. It's the completion of Torah mitzvahs. So we should stop being frustrated with the fact that he's not here. The frustration is the cop-out. The frustration is the psychological cop-out of the lazy people or the ignorant people of not doing what you could do. And everyone could do something, beginning with me. I can bring Mashiach to me, and I can even have an influence on the world by picking a certain approach, whichever one it is. Even now, in the war, all of the people in Lubavitch that did such a great job to bring to the government of Israel right now the shita of the Rebbe when it comes to bringing security to the land. The Rebbe had an approach. However much influence it has, that's part of bringing Mashiach. Protecting the Jewish people, the wars of God, is part of what Mashiach has to do. So let's do everything we could. All of the people that gave money to the IDF soldiers as of October 7th, and before and afterwards, that's part of protecting the Jewish people. It's not a frustrating campaign. Which is, I'm waiting, it didn't happen yet. No, it's happening. And if it didn't happen fully, and it did not happen fully, because we still have security issues, and there's no temple, and we're living in LA and not living in Israel. It did not happen fully. Go be part of the solution. And anyone who goes into the Mashiach zone of God bring Mashiach, sacrilegious. They're using prayer where they should not. God, I want to be healthy and I'm eating poison. God, I need parnos and I'm sleeping the whole day. That's what we have to stop. And it's going to take away everyone's frustration. Frustration is the cop-out of not doing work. Mashiach from the dead is a possibility. But it's a cop-out as far as my job is, because that means that has nothing to do with me. Me bringing Mashiach is to work towards a plan where Mashiach could come on the scene without a miracle. That's not a cop-out. That's natural, work with nature. And believe that anything can happen. Yeah. And therefore, just in conclusion, so the people that go around and they think that by getting another Jew to declare the Rebbe's Mashiach will bring Mashiach is not what the Rambam holds of. It's against the sheet of the Rambam. Without doubt. When the Rebbe was alive, it made a lot of sense. If enough Jews then would have declared the Rebbe to be the head of the government of Israel, he would have had the power to do the Mashiach jobs, which is to bring security to the land, to get all the Jews first, to keep Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe didn't need the position of head of government for that at all. Maybe that would get in his way. Head of the government? But anyways, that's not relevant. Right now, our job is to, naturally, if it's about who Mashiach is to, if that is the part of Mashiach that you want to focus on, go move to Israel and go vote and vote in a Jew that has these character traits. And there are many of them. People that are hoig about Torah mitzvahs, that they believe in Yiddishkeit, they're almost there. They're almost there. Naturally. It's a numbers game because so far, the so-called big yichas of a democracy is Israel, which means that people get to vote. And there was definitely never a government that had as many religious people ever yet. There were never people in Israel that already believed that we have to take over Har HaBayis and build a Beis HaMikdash. It's happening. If you want to accelerate it that way, then you have to move to Israel. If you want to do the first step of the Rambam is to get all the Jews to keep the mitzvahs. That's the first step in Mashiach. I'm reading inside that the King Mashiach, what does he have to do? The first thing, he has to personally, the Yachuv called Yisrael Leilach Ba'olach Hazak Bitka. This is what all of the Shluchim, which includes all of us, are responsible in doing vis-a-vis Mashiach. When you get another Jew to keep another mitzvah, especially if it's inspired, that's the only way you're going to do it. You're not forcing anyone. You're now being an extension of the koyach of Mashiach in making it happen. Mashiach didn't come yet, get another Jew to keep more mitzvahs, beginning with you and going outwards. That's the first step. The second step is security in the land. I'm not saying that you have to go on this order. Mashiach will have to follow this order, but we're tapping into that energy and we're doing my part. Do your part. Im ein ani li mili. Chshni la'atzmi mani. There's so much that we can still do. The proof is it's not here yet. I think it's a different attitude. It took me a while to change it. It took me a few years recently to change that attitude. It used to be frustrating. And then I really believed in it. Then I was so disappointed. No, I wish someone told me this. No, what you believed in the it was a big mistake. It was a cop-out. Not it was a cop-out. You're not believing in it. You make it happen. Bring Mashiach to your life. Change yourself. Redeem yourself. In the context of, I want to be a person who will keep all of the Yiddishkeit on a whole new level. I want to have a new God, so to say. I want to have a new marriage with God. I want to understand God better. I want to be caring more. I want to do the mitzvahs better. The way everyone wants that when it comes to Gashmias. We have to want that for Ruchnias. You want to have a nicer home. You want to have a nicer, like, oh, yeah, good. Make a nicer Yiddish home. Mashiach. Hashem should help us that we should do it. And we're doing it. Not that we're doing it. We should do it more. Keep on doing it more. That which is out of your control, for that you daven. And by the way, I'm not going to daven. It's right. Once you did that, what will happen then? What will happen then is what should be happening to me right now. all of the Jews will be observant. Just think about that for a moment. In the healthiest way. That means all of your kids. It means for people, and many people have kids that are struggling. Imagine you'll do this, and all of the kids, they'll be different. Machaya. No one will be taking drugs, guys. They'll be inspired. And people will have the struggles, and they're going to go to AA. In other words, it's not that they won't. They it's a hard at some point. In the beginning, they'll be forced. Everyone is going to be bettering themselves. Find a group of people right now that are on that path. Also, I want to make sure that next year I'm better. And everyone is already doing it. But that is what Mashiach is. That's the Mashiach that when the Rebbe said that it already began. Yeah, this began. Yeah, the era of Mashiach in this context. The whole Baal Shem Tov was that you have a Jew that's already observant. So Hasidus is adding what? They are. What are you coming here? What you're making the dance? Who doesn't say you have to dance? Hasidus did not come here to give new mitzvahs. So why do we need Hasidus for inner? I don't want to just do an outer. I want to do it better inner. That's the whole Hasidus. That's the beginning of Mashiach. That it's the outer is going to be Torah on mitzvahs. Me will be a much refined person, a rectified person. So I'm going to be coming to the table as a new person in order to do what God wants, not to do what I want, to do what God wants in a much better way. And if you can look back on your life and you can say that you are going in that direction, so don't be frustrated. It's working. It's happening. And I think most people can say that, maybe just because we're getting older. Halavai. But you look back, where were you in Yiddishkeit 30 years ago? Who are you right now? And the more rectified we are, the healthier our kids are. All of the sadness of our kids is all because we copped out on some level. Mamish. And then they have to pick up the slack. Gnuk, you pick up the slack and let them have it easier. A lot of anguish of our kids is our anguish. Jung said that. The unfinished work of the parent becomes the damned inheritance of the child. You're looking at your child and you see how he's misbehaving, as they all do. That's you, or your husband, or your wife. Should I lay the cop out? It's them. No, exactly. I know that's you. Okay, that's what we shouldn't do. That's right. The Mashiach is outside. When you'll get better, everything will be good. Tell a person, even if you're right, that's not the purpose. That's not on you. On you is you. What's on you? So the person Mashiach on the living or not on the living. In this context, the Rambam is speaking about a living person, a natural process of things, some sort of head of government, and just to conclude that the Rebbe said, we don't rule anything out. We believe in miracles. We're the people. We believe in miracles. Of course, miracles can happen. You have a person working for a living, and God helps them, and a miracle happens, and they win the lottery. Machayim, a machayim. But waiting to win the lottery, God forbid. It's a dysfunction. It's an illness. It's a cop-out. And don't use God for the cop-out. Don't use Mashiach. Mashiach is not a cop-out. Mashiach is a mission that we have to make happen. It's a mission. It's a mitzvah. Not a cop-out. L'chaim.